And in the studio, we have Steve Roney with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Mitchell Burns with Red Ledges. And we are excited to talk to you about your new partnership. Welcome this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. Well, what I come to understand is that you two are now going to be, or Berkshire Hathaway and Red Ledges are coming together to work together. How did this opportunity come about?
Well, I'll let Mitchell describe the history. We've been talking for quite some time. And anyway, Mitchell, we'll let you know how we pulled it all together.
Yeah, so we've been out at, in the Heber Valley at Red Ledges for 12 years. We've been selling real estate, but what we noticed is that, you know, Park City is kind of growing closer and closer to us. And as we saw that, we looked to see if we could get some help from some of the folks here in Park City. And we talked to Steve Roney and his family and his organization. And it is just a great way for us to reach into the Park City market. We're finding more and more buyers coming out of Park City. So we just wanted to extend that.
You know, as a business show, we're always interested in how decision-making works. And I'm gathering that for the first 10 years, you decided, were you doing your own in-house real estate marketing? Is that how you were doing it?
Yeah, we were. We did everything internally. We had a dedicated sales force, and we did all of our own marketing. And, you know, that's not an easy thing to do. So we thought, we looked over here, and we saw the large brokerages and the great reputation that Berkshire Hathaway and the Roney family have. And we're like, wow, they can really help us extend our marketing reach. And golly, you have what, 160 agents here?
Up here on the Wasatch back, about 500 in total when you look at our Valley operations.
Yeah, so those are the numbers that are really compelling, right? It's, you know, we have either our six agents, you know, that are alone, or I've got, you know, we've got 500 agents with Berkshire Hathaway. So,
well, interestingly, a fair amount of the buyers in Red Ledges have come from Salt Lake Valley as well, so that it's not just buyers that are, you know, captured here, so to speak, by agents in the Wasatch Back. It's also buyers that come from Wasatch Front.
I see. And so this is not unusual for a real estate group to be partnered with a development, correct?
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
What does Red Ledges bring to your portfolio?
Well, it brings the, for one, it's the jewel of the Heber Valley. I mean,
I love it when you say that.
No, truly. I mean, it is the centerpiece of the Heber Valley. I mean, it's got it all. It's a gorgeous development on some beautiful land. I think they've done a great job of stewardship of that land. A lot of open space. And I mean, it is truly the crown jewel of the Heber Valley. We're really excited about it.
Let's take a step back. Let's give an overview of what Red Ledges is. You know, what are the facets of the jewel, if you will?
Yeah. So Red Ledges is it's a luxury gated community that's has a lot of amenities. We've got a couple of Jack Nicklaus golf courses. One's a championship course. The other one is a golf park where you can go out, you can play with kids, groups, large groups. You can play barefoot. You could play with your dog if you wanted to. So we're trying to just really make golf accessible to people that otherwise wouldn't play. Then we also have, we just built a brand new water park where we've got, for the families, we've got the big 144-foot water slide and a lot of water toys. We've got clubhouses. We've got a great tennis facility. Matter of fact, our tennis program was just selected by the USTA. The Utah chapter is the best program in the state, so we're very excited about that. We've got horseback riding. We've got about everything. And then, of course, we've got beautiful homes, and we've got homes every, you know, in an entire range from townhomes that start at like $800,000 all the way up to multi-million dollar homes. We've got some people up there building, you know, 20,000 and 27,000 square foot homes. So we've got a big range over there.
I think most people think of Red Ledges as just sort of one entity. And I look at it really as a series of villages that have a lot of common amenities. I think it's a misconception on the part of many who maybe been out there 4 or 5 years ago, kind of looked around and just didn't really understand what was happening there. I think the stewardship of the land and the history of the land, Mitchell, you might want to go into that a little bit. It's fascinating. I have had the great fortune of spending some time with Mitchell's dad, Tony Burns, in Miami not too long ago, before they made the decision to come with us. Anyway, I learned a lot in that meeting about Tony, about their family, and about the depth of their roots in the Heber Valley.
Yeah. So although I am new to the area, I've been here about 13 years. Well, it's going to be 14 next month. My family on my mother's side helped settle this the Heber Valley. Like, I think it was my, I'm going to get this wrong, but great-great-great-grandfather John Jordan was one of the original settlers of the valley. So they've been there a long, long time. And, you know, we, as a family, we've been collecting, not, it's hard to say collecting land, but buying land in the Heber Valley since the late 70s. And then that, along with some other family land, became the 2,000 acres, which we call Red Ledges.
And so, was the ultimate purpose for building a community?
I think originally, you know, when you talk to my father, it was always a you know, a place where we could build, or they could build a retirement home for them. And then what happened is that they ended up collecting, you know, 500 acres or so, and realized that it actually adjoined my aunt's property, which is another 1,000 acres. And so by the time we combined both of those, it was like, all right, that's more than just a retirement home. And of course, this was the early 2000s, so there was the, mid-2000s, and that was the big real estate boom. And we said, hey, let's share this with other people. Let's make a place where other families can come, and they can gather, and they can enjoy the land.
Wasn't your aunt's ranch actually the Jordan L? Just the letter L?
Yeah, no. So that was my mother's family. Well, of course, my aunt being my mother's sister is her family too. So no, that was my family's ranch was their last name was Jordan, and it was just about where the base of the Jordan L Dam was. And they were ranchers, and their brand was a lazy L. So their ranch was the Jordan L. And then over time, that morphed into the way it's spelled now.
But by the way, I love the notion that having been here for 13 years, you're a relative newcomer. I suppose that's how we look at things here. But let me ask you a little bit about where in the process you are. In other words, there's 2,000 acres or so. You know, how many home sites do you anticipate over time? How many have you sold? Where are we just generally in that process?
Yeah, so we're master planned for about 1,100 homes. And of those, we have sold 600 of the home sites. So we're about a little bit past halfway on selling the home sites. Now, home construction lagged a little bit, but right now we've got about 240 homes complete with another 70 or so under construction. So we're about a quarter of the way through the home building and about halfway through the home site sales.
And then a majority of the residents, are they second homeowners full-time? What's the mix look like?
Well, interestingly, of the homes that are completed, we're just under 50% primary. And that is shocking to us. We never expected that many people. And I attribute that to the community building that we did, where we were able to bring groups of people together in activities where they could meet other people and enjoy. There's this really great sense of community that, like, when you go into the clubhouse, it's not empty. There are people in there. And, let's see, the members now have gotten to the point where they're actually organizing their own activities. Sometimes, like, we have this great rock formation called the Red Ledges, and it's this great red rock formation. And oftentimes they'll do potluck dinners on the top of the Red Ledges, you know, and that's completely organized by the citizens or the members, the owners there. And I think that's a big differentiator for us.
Steve, let me ask about how you would put this in the context of other sort of multifaceted developments, the promontories, the victories. How would you compare Red Ledges? How do you put it into that compared to the other ones?
They all have their own characters, as we know. Mm-hmm. I would put Red Ledges in a position which would be, as Mitchell's already pointed out, more full-time owners, number one. Two, I think, just from an overall land viewpoint, the beauty of the land thereon is extraordinary. And it's not, in my opinion, that no other development has that same characteristic. There's a lot of amenities that Red Ledges have put it in, but of course there are plenty of amenities that the other ones you've mentioned as well. I think the variety of product also is something that's not well known or well understood by most people. And that is, as Mitchell already mentioned, some of the townhomes or smaller, more entry level, so to speak, which is crazy when you think about 800,000 as entry level. But but you know, you have a range of options there. And I think we're seeing more people wanting somewhat more of a rural experience, which you get at Red Ledges. I view the Heber Valley in many ways as, say, Haley is to Sun Valley. Mm-hmm. Or you start thinking about the towns that are adjacent to the major ski resorts in the western U.S. And then I think you begin to think about Heber as a real interesting adjunct to what we all know and love about Park City.
I think we'd be remiss if people who are listening and hearing the vision that you've put out, both of you, if we didn't tell them how they could find out more. Who would they contact? How would they go about it?
Well, you can contact your Berkshire Hathaway agent. We'll know much more about it. You can also find out more about us on our website, which is redledges.com.
Fantastic.
Last question. How do you interface with the skiing at all? Do you provide any kind of shuttle service? Is there any kind of ski benefit that you have for your residents?
Great question. I'll let Mitchell answer.
So
it's an important one.
So coming from the Heber Valley side, there's the Jordan L Gondola. From the gate of our community to the Jordan L Gondola, that's probably less than 15 minutes, 12, 15 minute drive. So that's one way you can do it. We also have great partnerships with some of the clubs that are on mountain, like the Deer Crest Club and Stag Lodge. So we have some access there, some reciprocal arrangements with those so that we can get an on-mountain experience.
And last but not least, we have the coming of the Mayflower base, which I think is going to even make the ski access more appealing.
And a lot less traffic in terms of getting there.
Amen to that.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. We really appreciate your time with us today. We've been speaking with Steve Roney from Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Mitchell Burns with Red Ledges about their new partnership.